Today's share is Masechta Me'ilah Daf Zayin. We will begin at Daf Vav on the base, four lines from the bottom, Itmar Amar Rabbi Yochanan. We had learned in our previous share in the Mishnah a machlokes of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elazar. If there was Yotze, if there was some meat of the carbon that was taken out of the Azara, and then Zrikas Hadam was done on that carbon, will that Zrika have the ability to remove the Chiyah Mila, the Dinah Mila, from that meat that was removed from the Azara? It was the opinion of Rabbi Kiva that it does have the ability, the Zrika has that ability. It was the opinion of Rabbi Elazar that it does not. Says the Gemara, Itmar, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Ki Am Rabbi Kiva, Zrika Ma'elus Liyotzei. This halacha that Rabbi Kiva says that Zrika could be effective even for meat that was removed from the Azara is only, says Rabbi Yochanan, in a situation Kshiyatsu Mektsasa, where some of the meat was removed from the Azara. Av Liyotze Kula, if all of the meat was removed from the Azara, Loyam Rabbi Kiva would not say that halacha. And there's a machlokes Rishonim as to why. Rashi Tosfos seemed to learn that the reason is that only in a situation where there's some meat left in the Azara, and because there's meat left in the Azara, so the Zrikas Hadam will be effective for the meat that's left in the Azara. So we say Migui, that it helps for the meat left in the Azara, that Zrika, it will also be effective for the meat that's no longer in the Azara. But, says Rabbi Yochanan, if there is no meat left in the Azara, so we don't have that migui, and therefore, since we don't have that migui, even Rabbi Kiva will agree that it's not effective. That is the way Rashi and Tosfos learn. Other Mefarshim learn that there's a halacha: im ein basar ein dam. If there is no basar left over from a carbon, then ein dam. Then Zrika may not be done. And therefore the understanding of Rabbi Yochanan is as follows. If there's basar left over, and therefore the halacha is that one may do Zrika, so since one may do the Zrika, so the halacha Rabbi Kiva teaches us is that Zrika will be effective even for the basar, for the basar that was Yotze, even for the basar that left the Azara. But if there is no basar left in the Azara, so then we have a halacha of im ein basar ein dam. Then Zrika is not allowed to be done. And if Zrika may not be done, then the halacha is that the Zrika can't be effective for the basar that's no longer in the Azara, even according to the Kiva. What did the Nafka Mina explain? The Mefarshim, I saw the Karen Oira, the Chavetz Chaim and Likutei Halachas, says, what's the nafka mina between these two pshatim? Is, let's say there won't be any basar left in the Azara, but there are Amorim left in the Azara. If we follow the first pshat that we've quoted, that we have a migui, that since the Zrika is effective for the basar that's left in the Azara, it therefore is also effective for the basar which is no longer in the Azara, so that migui we only say from basar to basar. But if there's no basar left in the Azara, then we can't say a migui, and if we can't say a migui, we can't. Rabbi Kiva will agree that Zrika cannot take off the chiyuv of meila from the basar that was removed from the Azara. Whereas, if we say the other pshat, that as long as the Zrika is an acceptable Zrika, then the Zrika could be effective not only the Zrika could be effective at least to take off the din of Me'ila from the basar that's outside of the Azara. So the halacha is, although there is a halacha that we just quoted, im ein basar ein dam, that is on that, but if there's Amorim, even if there is no basar, then the halacha is that Zrika may be done. So the nafka mina will be if there's only Amorim left in the Azara. According to the first pshat, Rabbi Akiva will say that that Zrika does not take off the Me'ila from the Basar, because it only is effective if there's some Basar in the Azara. According to the other Pshat, as long as it's a valid Zrika, because there are Amrim that the Zrika is being done for, so then it will be effective for any Basar that is outside of the Azara as well. Furthermore, there seems to be a Machlokes Rishonim. Because when we learned the Mishnah, we learned that there's another consequence to the Machlokes of Rekiva Rabbi Elazar. And that is, will the Zrika of Favasa, that's Yoytse, be effective to make Kachim Kalim susceptible to Me'ila? Rabbi Akiva says it does have that ability. Rabbi Elazar says it doesn't. The question is, this halacha that Rabbi Yochanan is now saying, according to Rabbi Akiva, is it speaking only regarding Kachim Kachim? But regarding Kachim Kalim, their Zrika, even if there is no Basar, the halacha in the Azara will still be effective enough to bring the Basar of that Kachim Kalim that was Yoytse to Hilchas Me'ila? Or is Rabbi Yochanan's din not only speaking to Kachim Kachim, but it's also speaking to Kachim Kalim, and Rabbi Yochanan will be saying that although Rabbi Akiva holds that Zrika could bring Kachim Kalim to Me'ila, even Kachim Kalim that was Yoytse, that was taken out of the Azara, that's only if there are some remaining Basar in the Azara. But if all of the Basar was taken out of the Azara, then Rabbi Akiva will agree that that Zrika cannot bring Kachim Kalim to Me'ila. Amalei Rav Asi l'Rav Yochanan. So Rav Asi said to Rav Yochanan, Kval amduni chaveri shebegola, I have already learned from my colleagues in Goyla, as the Rishonim explained. Rav Asi first lived in Bavel, in the Golas, and then he moved to Eretz Yisrael, and he was telling his colleagues in Eretz Yisrael that he had learned from his colleagues in Bavel. And there's a machlokes here too of Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand this Gemara. Rashi seems to learn that the Gemara is now, Rav Asi is challenging the opinion of Rav Yochanan. Tosfos seems to learn that Rav Asi is not challenging, that this is an entirely new piece of Gemara, not connected to the previous piece of Gemara. Says the Gemara, Rav Asi quoted the following halacha: Mechashrim al ovad al asarif. One can have a mechsheves pigel on meat that's lost or meat that's burnt. That even though this meat isn't here, they could still be the subject of Me'ila. And as most Mefarshim explain, it's not that this Kohen is aware that this meat is lost or burnt. For certainly, if the meat were lost or burnt, how could one suggest that it be subject to Hilchos Me'ila? Rather, it's referring to a situation where he doesn't know that the meat is lost or burnt, and therefore, since he had a machsheves pigel, it will turn the carbon into pigel, the other pieces of meat that are indeed here. That's how most Mefarshim learn. The Chazon Ish learns a very bechiddush. Even if the Kohen says the Chazon Ish is aware that this meat is ovad v'sarif, lost or burnt, that doesn't change the halacha that it can be subject to Hilchos Me'ila. For explains the Chazon Ish, the Isser of a pigel is not on the piece of meat, at least at this point of the Gemara. The Isser of pigel is on the Machshava, and the Machshava is a Machshavas pigel whether it's here or not. Now ask the Gemara. Behovah Dessar, certainly meat that's lost or burnt, Lo Yisinim Ba'olam, doesn't exist in the world. Yet, Vafil Hachik Tani Machashim, yet we see it could be subject to Hilchos pigel. So, ask the Gemara, at least the way Rashi is learning the Gemara, that if it could be subject to pigel, even though the meat isn't here, similarly, the Zrika should be effective even for meat that's not in the Azara. Why is Rav Asi asking to Rav Yochanan, did you say that if all of the meat has been removed from the Azara, can it not be affected by that Zrika? Ask the Gemara, is this indeed the opinion of Rav Asi? Or mi amar Rav Asi hachi? V'abar minei Rav Asi m'Rav Yochanan. Chishev l'nishpachal l'mocha mavu. if somebody had a machshavas pigel for nishpachal amacher. And Rashi says two pshatim and what nishpachal amacher means. Rashi, one pshat Rashi says is that we know that the blood that's left over after the zlika, the halacha of that blood is that it should be spilled to the yisoid hamizbeach. And the Gemara is speaking about a case if during that avodah of shvichas dam to the yisoid, one had a machshavas pigel. Another pshat that Rashi says that the Gemara means is that somebody during one of the other avodas of shchita kabbalah halacha zrika had a machshava that this to do the shvicha at the wrong time. Tosfos disagrees with both pshatim, because Tosfos says that both of those issues are addressed in Masechta Zvachim. And Tosfos says that the Gemara Masechta Zvachim says that if somebody had a machsheves pigel during the shvichas dam liyosoid, it will not become pigel, because that's not an essential avoider. A carbon can only become pigel due to a machshava during the shchita kabbalah halacha zrika. On the other hand, says Tosfos, that if somebody during the shchita kabbalah halacha had a machshava regarding the shvichas hadam, shvichas hadam is certainly considered the consumption of the carbon, and any machshava regarding the consumption of the carbon would make the carbon into pigel. And therefore, Tosfos has a different pshat altogether. The nishpachim here, Tosfos says, means that after kabbalas hadam was done properly, the blood spilled out of the vessel onto the floor. And the halacha is that that dam, if it's scooped up from the floor, is kosher still for zrik sadam. And the question here is that if somebody had a machshava to take that dam that's on the floor tomorrow, on one hand, since the halacha is that that dam could be used potentially for zrika, so that's why it should be subject to pigel. On the other hand, since that dam right now is on the floor, it should not be the subject of pigel. And Rabbi Meir of asking Rabbi Yochanan, Chishev l'nishpachal amacher mahu, why would be the halacha can it become pigel? And Amalei Rav Zeir, Rav Zeir responded, Kvash shalit salonu, you've already taught us, dalal. And he taught us machlokes what dalal is. Most Rishonim explain that dalal is a hard vein that's around the neck that isn't eaten. Is not, according to Rashi, the Mishnah means that dalal, there's a Mishnah Masechta the Zvachim that teaches us that it's not subject to tumas nevela. Tosfos says that dalal means dead meat, and what the Mishnah here means is that dalal is not subject to hilchas pigel. That if one had a machshav about the alal, the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim teaches us that won't make the carbon into pigel. Alma, obviously, what do we see from here? High alal, kiven the less bay machshosha, since it's not considered significant, it's considered as if it doesn't exist. When mahani be machshava, it doesn't turn into nevela, tumas nevela. It doesn't turn into pigel. Hani neshpachim nami. So therefore, ask the Gemara, when we speak about the blood that's going to be put on the yisoid, or the blood that's spilled on the floor, kiven de liber azli, since that blood is not here, it's going to be disposed, lemahani b'machshava, it can't be the subject of pigel. So what do we see from here? On the contrary, that something that doesn't exist is not subject to pigel. Ella asked the Gemara, the Tani Ella Ovid Valasar of Kasha. When we started on Tapiris Amid, that a machshava regarding Ovid of Sarif does make it into pigel, how do we understand this Gemara? Amar Rava, to which Rava answers, when the Gemara began with Ovid Vesarif, it doesn't mean that they're actually not here. Something that's actually not here cannot be subject to pigel. It means something that's going to be destroyed or something that's going to be burnt. And as the Mefarshim explained, what the Gemara means here is that the meat started getting burnt. The meat was thrown to a dog, but the dog hasn't yet consumed it, and therefore the Gemara is teaching us that there it's subject to pigul. But were it completely destroyed, burnt, or destroyed, it would not be subject to pigul. So according to Tosfos, the Gemara here is much easier to understand. What happens here in the Gemara, it's totally independent of the previous Gemara, and the Gemara is asking a stira. On one hand, it seems the meat that isn't here could still be subject to pigul. On the other hand, it seems that it cannot be subject to pigul, and the Gemara reconciles it. That's Tosfos' pshat. Rashi, however, as we said, has a different pshat in this Gemara. Rashi said that this Gemara is a question on Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan said that meat that's not here is not the zrika. Cannot, the milk, meat is completely outside of the azara. The halacha is that that meat cannot, zrika cannot take it away from the ila. That hasn't been answered by this Gemara. Because here we're seeing, as long as the meat is here, it can become pigul. Why would Rabbi Yochanan disagree and hold the meat that's still here, albeit not in the azara, why can't the zrika, according to Rabbi Akiva, take that meat away from susceptibility to mila? According to Rashi's pshat, the answer to Rabbi Yochanan's question has really not been answered. The only way that I saw the Mefarshim attempt to defend Rabbi Yochanan is by saying that Rabbi Yochanan will not agree with these halachas, and therefore they don't pose a difficulty to him. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Papa, Lo Amar Rabbi Kiva, Zurika Me'elis L'yotze El Shiyotze Basar. As we said in our introductory remarks, Rabbi Kiva taught us a big chiddush. Rabbi Kiva taught us a chiddush that meat that's outside of the Azara, and it's Yotze, the Zurika could take it away from Hilchas Mila. But that's only on the Basar. Aval Dam, Rabbi Kiva will agree that if there was dam that was taken outside of the Azara and became, therefore, disqualified, Ein Zrika Me'elos L'Yotze, and then you bring that dam back into the Azara, the Zrika of that dam cannot solve that the carbon should not be subject to Me'el anymore. Because that Zrika is totally ineffective, and therefore, since it's totally disqualified, such a zrika cannot take away from Me'ila. Tani Nami Hachi, and so too says the Gemara we learned in a Braisa, Shachat B'Shtika, if the Shchita was done properly, and then Yotze Dam, the Dam was taken out of the Zara, Afki Shechaz V'Zarka, even though the Dam was brought back into the Zara, and one did Zrika Sadam with that Dam, L'Yosva Klum. And that Zrika will not take away from the carbon being subject to Mila. And therefore, the Kachi Kachim, if it's Kachi Kachim, that carbon, my Allenboy, will still be subject to Mila. And on the other hand, the Kachi Kalim, if the carbon is Kachi Kalim, and my Allenboy, the carbon will still not be subject to Mila because this Zrika is considered a totally meaningless Zrika. Amar Kiva Alamazar Daima. So we learned in the Mishnah that Rekiva, in defending his opinion, said, to what is this case similar? He said it's similar to a case where somebody had an animal for Karma Chatas, lost the animal, designated another animal, and before he was makrib the second animal, he found the first animal. And now he has both animals in front of him, and he does the Zrika Saddam on one animal. The Zrika of one animal will affect the other animal. So Rabbi Kiva said if the Zrika of one animal could affect the other animal, certainly the Zrika of this carbon itself could help the Basar that was taken out from this animal outside the Azara. Amar Rabbi Elazar, to which Rabbi Elazar comments, and as the Mefarshim point out, even though it's Rabbi Elazar who's the one that disagrees with Rabbi Kiva's did in our Mishnah, this halacha about the two animals that are designated for Karma Chatas, Rabbi Elazar doesn't agree with, agrees with, and therefore he could comment on this halacha. And he says, Ki Amar Rabbi Kiva Bas Achas. When did Rabbi Kiva say this halacha, that the zrika of the one of the animal that is still that I chose to use as the carbon could take the other animal out from being subject to mila. It's only bebas achas, only when both of them were slaughtered at the same time. And as the Rishonim point out, it doesn't mean that they were necessarily slaughtered exactly at the exact same time when you took one long knife and shechted them both. Rather, what it means is that the shechita of the first of the both animals took place before the Kabbalah, or at least according to some Rishonim, before the zrika of the other animal. Ab zechazeh. But what will be the halacha? Says Rebbe Lozer. If you shechted the first animal, and you did the Kabbalah and Zrika on the first animal, and only then did you go and shecht the second animal, then Loy Amar Rebbe Kiva will not Rebbe Kiva say that the shechita of the first animal will be able to take the second animal out from Hilchas Me'ilah. And says the Gemara Tanya, and we learned in the Braisa similarly, Amar Rebbe Shon, Kishalachti lefar pagi, when I went to kfar pagi, mitzani zokin echad v'amali, I found a zokin who told me, Omer Reb Kiva, the Reb Kiva indeed say that zrika me'elus liyotze, that zrika could affect to take that meat that was taken out of the azara, zrika of that carbon could take that meat out from being subject to mila. Amati lehem, I said yes, that is the opinion of Reb Kiva. Ukshibayasi levertzesi dvarai lefnei chaverish begolu. And I went and I repeated this to my colleagues in the Golul. Amali, how I possible who? But the meat that was taken out of the Azar became disqualified. And Haich Muratz al Apostle, how can a Zerika be effective for meat that's possible? Kshiot Sasi Vitzati Dvorim Lufner Rekiva. And when I went and I said this over to Rekiva, Amali Bini Iata Imekain, do you not agree with this halacha, my son? And as Mepharshim say, he called him his son. Because Kol HaMelamed is Ben Chaveroi Torah, whoever teaches another somebody else Torah, Kili Yoldon. Farei, Rebbe Kiva brings his Raya. Hamrei Mafish Chatosu Va'Ovdo, V'Ifrish Acheres Tachteo, the case that we just learned in our Mishnah. V'Akach Nimtzes HaRishonah, designated one animal, then took another animal, lost it, took another animal, and now you have found the first animal. V'Akach Nimtzes HaRishonah, now you found the first animal before you did anything with the second animal. V'reshtein oindus, and now you have both animals in front of you. That loch is moya l'mishteyan. Mila could be done with either animal. Shochtam, you did the shechita. V'reidomem munach b'koisus, and you have the meat in, you have the blood in front of you in cups. That loch is moya l'mishteyan. Both are subject to Hilchus Mila. The Mepharshim point out, connecting back to a sugya that we learned extensively earlier, that isn't this Gemara clearly a proof that it is Zrika that takes away from the Ila? Because here we're saying that the Gemara clearly is teaching us that only if the Zrika took place, that's when it won't be subject to Mila. Any earlier time it will still be subject to Mila. And we had a very extensive discussion earlier in our Masechta, if had the Shechita Shanina, had the Zrika Shanina, had the Achila Shanina, isn't this a Raya that had the Achila Shaninu? Answer the Mepharshim that this is a unique situation. And in this unique situation, everybody will agree that it is only Zrika that takes the carbon away from being subject to Me'ila. But in a normal situation, it could be that it's a different point that takes away from the Me'ila. Continues Rabbi Kiva to say, Nizvuk Dam Shalach Mehem, but once Zrika is done on one of the Kabbonis, Yatamoida, don't you agree? Kishem Shadama Paites Pasarman Ila. That certainly the Zrika Stam is effective for that carbon. Af Yifta Basar Khavertaman Ila. So too is it effective for the other animal? Because so makes Rekiva his point. In Bitzitzel, Basar Khavertaman Ila, if it has the ability to take away the other carbon from being the Ila, Af Bishu Pasal, even though that meat is disqualified because it didn't end up being used as a carbon. Dinu, certainly the zrika of a carbon, shiatzos basara, should have the ability to take its own meat. Albeit that meat was taken out from the azara, it should still have the ability that meat should not be subject to mila. So, from here we see, points out the Gemara, that when does Rabbi Akiva say his halacha? Only when both animals were slaughtered bebas achas, because that's the exact example he speaks about. But were they not slaughtered bebas achas, Rabbi Akiva would not say his din. Omer of Shlokish Mishim Rabbi Yishir, says Rabbi Shlokish Rabbi Yishir, Shuva Genuva Heshiva Rabbi Akiva as a Talmud. Rabbi Akiva did not give that Talmud a clear answer. Because it seems, as we just said, that Rabbi Akiva, inciting his raya about the case of the two chatos, only said bebas achas in. When the two kabbanis were slaughtered prior to the that's when the zrika of one will be effective for the other. Bezachazeloi. But not bezachazel. But ask the Gemara, Kivin the Pasulhu, but even the Kivin the Pasulhu, Mali Babas Achas, Mali Bazachazel. He asks that since the second carbon is a carbon that's Pasul. Why? Because this is what's known in Halacha as Maisur Chatos. And a Maisur Chatos is a Pasul carbon. So if Rabbi Akiva is teaching us that even though the second carbon has this disqualification of being Maisur Chatos, still the Zrika of the first carbon has the ability to take that second carbon out of the Halacha of Mila, why should it make a difference, he argues, if it's Bezbas Achas or Bezeh Achazeh? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, says Rabbi Yochanan to Rish Lakish, V'yata Yoyim Merkein, do you not agree with this? Ilu Hifrishtei Chshamus Lachrayis. This is a case that we had many times. If somebody is Chayiv a carbon Osham, and instead of just designating one animal, he designates two animals so he could have one animal as insurance. If he something should happen to the first animal. And as the Mefarshim point out, the Gemara brings the Raya from two animals for Karban Asham, even though the exact same halach is by Karban Chatos, which we are discussing, because the Gemara is trying to prove that even by Karban Asham, whose Kedusha is a lower level of Kedusha, the halacha we're about to learn is the halacha, certainly by Chatos, which has a higher level of Kedusha, so it should be Halacha. So again, Ilo Hefreshtei Hashemus Lachrayis. If somebody designated two carbon animals for carbon Asham, V'shachar Hashneim, and he slaughtered both, V'kadev Ahele in Murim Shalachim HaKadim Zrika, and before he did Zrika, he took the Amram of one of them and put it on the Mizbeach. I'atem Moedim Shinal Yardu. Do you not agree that the halacha is that those Amorim, if they end up being from the animal that's not used as the carbon asham, they should be removed from the Mizbeah? And as Mefarshim explained, even though, as we have already learned in this Masechta as well, typically the halacha always is im olu lo yerdu. If something is put on the Mizbeah, it should not be removed. Yet here, it's considered so disqualified from the Mizbeah that the halacha is olu yerdu. Now, if you're arguing, makes Rabbi Yochanan his point to Reish Lakish, that the reason why Hamafresh Tei Chatos, the Zrika of one, is effective for the other one, is not because of Bas Achas, it's not for any other reason other than the Halacha looks at these two Kabbonis as one carbon, and that's why the Zrika for one is effective for the other one. And according to him, it should make no difference if it's that if those shechitos were done bebas achas or were done bebezeh achazeh, so because the chad gufahi, because these two animals are looked at as one carbon, so then why over here, when he had these two animals that he had the ability to use as a carbon asham, and he put the emer from the animal that he chose not to use as a carbon asham, why does he ask him, is that lochem olu yardu, if it's all considered like one bil carbon, hasn't Ula Torah asked Rish Yoichan to Rish Lakish, Hom Ula Emer Kachi Kachim She'elu Lufnei Zrika Saddam, that if the Emer of a Kachi Kachim will put up on the Mizbeach before the Zrika Saddam, which of course is not the proper order that is that it should be first the Zrika and then putting up the Emerim, the halacha is lo yerdu, because nafsu lachmi shem mizbeach, it's considered part of the mizbeach, and therefore, asked the Gemara, if you are asked Rabbi Yochanan, if you are right that it's considered chad carbon, so then if it's one carbon, the halacha is im olu lo yerdu, it must be that it's not considered one carbon, and only because there was a shechita of abas achas does the shechita of one help for the other. Otherwise, it wouldn't help. Ishtik, Rosh Lakish remained silent. And as the Rishonim point out, the Gemara could have asked the question, Rav Yochanan could have asked the question even simpler. He could have said that if the two Ashamas are considered one carbon, then the Zrika of one should help for both of them, and that the Amrim of the second carbon should be able to be brought on the Mizbeach. Answers Taisus that even Reb Shlokish agrees that after the Zrika of one of the Ashamas, the other one is not considered Chad Gufa anymore, and therefore those Amrim cannot be put on the Mizbeach. And that's why the Gemara had to construct this difficult case. But Reb Shlokish remained silent. His contention that the two animals, whether it's by Chatos or by Oshem, should be considered one carbon, has been refuted. Amar Rav Yochanan, said Rav Yochanan, Ketzdinin Reglu de Yenuka. I have taken off the legs of Yenuka. And there are a number of Gersos in this Gemara. One Gers I saw is Ketzdinin Reglu de Heikoi. Reish Lakish was challenging Rav Yochanan, and he says, I've been able, so to speak, to cut off his legs of the one standing here, that he's incorrect. Another gerusa that I saw is Katzdinin Reglir the Daikon. That typically Reish Lakish is considered the Daikon, the person who's very precise and is very exact in his teachings. And this time I was successful to refute him. And the third gerusa is the gerusa that we have in our Gemara, is the Yenuka that Reish Lakish was young in the Rabbi Yochanan, so that I was able to refute him. And actually, I saw for a Mechal Be'er Weissmandel a very interesting point that he makes based on this Gemara. Again, we see that Kala Tyra Kula, all of Tyra is so very connected. He says that from this Gemara we can have a Raya that the Kala, a wife, may be older than the husband, than her husband. Because he says, we all know that Reish Lakish was married to Rabbi Yochanan's sister. Reish Lakish, we know, was a Baal Tshuva. He was originally a Gazlan, a thief. Rabbi Yochanan was Makarif him, and he became the great Reish Lakish, and his sister married Reish Lakish. We also know, says Rav Mechaber, that Rabbi Yochanan must have been the youngest child in his family. Because Rabbi Yochanan would say that his father died while his mother was pregnant, and his mother died when she gave birth to him. So obviously he was the youngest child in the family. His sister was obviously older than him. And yet we see the Reish Lakish was younger, according to the last Gersa we quoted, than Rabbi Yochanan. So we see that one can marry, Reish Lakish was younger than his wife, Rabbi Yochanan's older sister. Says the Mishnah. Yesh masadam b'kotchim kotchim l'hokal ha'achmer. The Zrika by kotchim kotchim could create a kula, create a chumra, as our Mishnah will explain. But b'kotchim kalim, when we speak about Kachim Kalim, Kula Lahakma, they only create Kuma. And the Mishnah explains, Keter, Kachi Kachim. When we speak about Kachi Kachim, Lefnei Zrika Stamim, Me'alim Be'merum Me'basar. Both the Amrim and the Basar of the Kachi Kachim, from when this carbon is designated as a carbon for Kachi Kachim, are subject to Hilchas Me'ila. Lach Zrika Stamim, after the Zrika, unless it's a carbon Oila, Mayalim be'emrim, the emrim still remains subject to Mila. However, the emayalim b'basar, the basar which now is the meat of the kahanim, is no longer subject to Mila. Bazeh bazeh, but the emrim and the meat, once zrik is done, chayav work v'chay v'shem pigol nois v'tameh. As we learned, an animal, carbon cannot be subject to pigol until there was kabbalah halacha shlik. Shchita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika. So teaches us the Mishnah only after the Zrika and the carbon be considered pigul. And if somebody chas v'shalom eats from the carbon, he will be chayiv kares. And nois of a tame, as we will learn later in Amasechta, we learn from pigul. Nimtza, so we discover the mas damim, the kachin. Then when we do zrikas adam, by kachin, it creates a kula, lahakel, that the carbon is no longer subject to me'ilah, ulahachma, and creates a chumra, that it's now subject to pigul, nois of a tame. And as the Mepharshim point out, what is the Mishnah teaching us with these words nimtza that hasn't been taught already in the Mishnah? The Mishnah is trying to emphasize not to make an error to know clearly there is no pigul nois v'tameh on kachin kachin prior to the zrika. Continues the Mishnah, or v'kachin kalim kun l'hachmer. But when we speak about kachin kalim, the zrika creates a chumra. Ketzad kachin kalim. When we speak about kabbanas that are kachin kalim, lifnei zrika stam and prior to the zrika stam. The carbon is not yet considered kachshe Hashem, that it should be subject to me'ila. Lach is rikastam, after is rikastam. Me'alam be'emrim, the emrim that belong on the mizbeach. And the reason the parts that are put on the mizbeach are called the emrim is either because emrim, the omer, the Torah said regarding these parts that they should be put on the mizbeach. Another pshat is omer is from Lashon Morris. They are the most important part of the carbon, because they're the part that's put on the Mizbeach. So now, once there was Rika, by Kachin Kalim, the Amram becomes subject to Echaz Me'ilah, the Amram the Basar remains free from being subject to Me'ilah. Alzeh v'alzeh, the Amram and the Basar, after the Zrika of Kachin Kalim, Chayavim Olam Mishon Pigel Nois V'tameh. Nimtza, Mas Adamim, the Kachin, the Zrika by Kachin Kalim, Kulan Lachma creates chumras. That now it's subject to Mila, and now it's subject to Pigal Nois of Atame, all of which was not the halacha before. Begins the Gemara. Katani, we learned in the Mishnah, Eimi Al Mabasa, that after the Zrikas Hadam, by Kachim Kachim, there is no longer Mila on the Basa. Ask the Gemara, it seems Mila Mudaleka, that it's no longer subject to Mila, Hasura Ika. But it seems that the Mishnah means that it's only not subject to Mila, but it's still subject. It's subject to Isser. Why? Asked the Gemara. Hamamayna the Kainu. It's the basar of a carbon, unless it's a carbon oila, becomes the kain's meat, and certainly is permitted for him to eat, and no Isser is evolved at all. Answered the Gemara. Correct. Why kasha? The Mishnah just being consistent in its wording. Before the Zrika, the Basa was subject to Mila. So that's why the Mishnah then says that after the Zrika, Nasa Sefer, it says Eimeyal. So it's not because the Mishnah is here to teach us a Deik, it's only to teach us the Halacha that before the Zrika, it's subject to Mila. But indeed, after the Zrika, there is no Mila, nor is there any Issa. Ask the Gemara, Eimeyal Sefer, let's continue learning the Mishnah. Mishnah said, we just learned, B'kachi kalim, kula hachmer, keitzav, b'asa kachi kalim, lifnei zrikas tamim, eimal behem, ubein mureyem. Vein chayav alayim, mishon pigal nois v'tamim. Lachas zrikas tamim, me'alim b'mureyem, ve'eimal m'basa. The Amram are subject to Mila, not the Basa. But here, again, we make the deep. Mila hu deleka. It seems that there's only no Mila on the Basa after zrikas tam. Hasur yika, there will be an Isser. V'mai. Hamimonid of Avalim. And as the Mepharshim point out, that here we can't give the same teretz that we gave before. Because a moment ago the Gemara said that only for reasons of consistency did the Mishnah say Eimei Alim at the second part, because it said Yesh, because there was Me'ila in the first part. The Reisha said Me'ila, so the Sefer said Eimei Alim. But here the Reisha doesn't say Eimei Alim. So here we can't give that teretz. And in fact, Mepharshim go on to explain, that's why the Mishnah found, the Gemara found it necessary to repeat the entire Sefer, the Mishnah, to show us that there is no word Me'ila in the first part of the Sefer. So how come the Mishnah uses that kind of word in the Sefer, which could be misleading with a diuk that seems to say that there is no Me'ila, but there is an Isser? What is the Isser? The meat of Kachim Kalim, after the Zrika, becomes the owners, or the Kayans, Amar Chanina, Liyotzim. The Mishnah here is speaking about meat that was taken out of the Azara. And we go back to what we discussed earlier in our shiur, the Mishnah from the previous shiur. Our Mishnah follows the opinion of Akiva. The Akiva said that the Zrikas Adam will be effective even for meat that was taken out of the Azara. And the Mishnah is speaking about Kiyam Rekiva Zrika Me'elus L'Yotze. When Rekiva said that the Zrika is effective, it's only effective that it shouldn't be subject to Me'ila. But Sreifa, it's still obligated to have Sreifa. And therefore, as the Mepharshim explained, either we're speaking about Kachim Kalim that were taken out of Chaymas Yerushalayim, or it's Kachim Kachim that were taken out of the Azara. But yes, Rekiva says that the Zrika will be effective, given the conditions that we've learned earlier in our shiur, that it should not be subject to Me'ila, but still, this is Basar that was taken out of the Azara, or taken out of Yerushalayim, that may not be eaten and must be burnt. Now Rashi adds another point. Rashi says that typically, the halacha is that when Basar of Kachim must be burnt, they require Ibatsura. They should be left overnight, and they should also become therefore noiser, and then, and only then should they be burned. And therefore Rashi learns in this case as well, where the meat won't be subject to Me'ila, but because it was taken out of where it's supposed to be, it must be burned. Rashi says the Rekiva will require Ibatsura. Tosfos disagrees, and Tosfos says that Rekiva will hold that it has to be burned, and it doesn't require Ibatsura. Avlachila, but as far as eating, Rabbi Kiva will agree that the Zrika, even though Rabbi Kiva has been learning that a Zrika that's not a valid Zrika could still accomplish that the carbon should not be subject to Mila, Avlachila and Maratza, it can't help that Basa that's Yoitzi should be eaten. Such Basa certainly still not, may not be eaten. Hanulah Kachikachim, Hanulah Kachikachim, Hanulah Kachikachim.